It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Next week's gathering of the International Association of Chiefs of Police will feature a presentation from a rural community in western Wisconsin.
Vernon County, just south of La Crosse, will share the success of its Rural Violent Crime Reduction Initiative that focuses on domestic violence.
The program brings together a number of agencies in the area and features specialized training for local law enforcement, clinicians, and volunteers.
Susan Townsley is the program's manager and licensed clinical social worker and clinic director for Stonehouse Counseling in Viroqua. And Roy Torgerson is the Vernon County Sheriff. Sheriff Torgerson, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
And Susan, thanks a lot for being with us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Susan, let's start with you. What led you and other people participating in this process to pursue this crime reduction grant?
So I'm a clinical social worker, the clinic director at a local office here. And I've had client after client in really difficult situations. And we know that it's really, really hard for victims to call for help. And when they do, it's imperative that they have someone there at that call to help them understand their options, to give them resources, and to help them find the courage to make a new choice. And I had been involved in just a really, really difficult, tragic case, and heard about a program in San Antonio through that same victim where they were doing a volunteer response team that was really changing the course of victims' lives. So I reached out to our local DV advocates and they were all on board, and reached out to our local law enforcement, and we are incredibly blessed with to have Sheriff Torgerson at the helm, who is very community-minded and ready to just get in and do whatever we can to improve the lives of our community members. And so we started a partnership and went from there.
And Sheriff Torgerson, what are some of the challenges when it comes to domestic violence for someone in a rural community like Vernon County compared to your law enforcement colleagues maybe in urban areas?
Well, Rob, response time is an issue when you're in rural Vernon County, but our coverage is very good, and we want to get to those victims as soon as possible. With domestic violence, there is that chance of danger, as with any unknown that you're walking into. So having as much information ahead of time for these responding officers is critical. And our communications professionals do a great job with keeping someone on the line when it is safe to do so.
Susan, Vernon County got this $200,000 in federal grant funding. Part of that, as I understand it, will go toward those community response teams that Sheriff Torgerson just mentioned. What are those teams? What do they do?
Yeah, so we call it the HEART team. It's a Help End Abuse Response Team, and it's run through the Vernon County Domestic Abuse Project at the Family and Children's Center. They are one of our local partners. And what we have done is we've trained local volunteers to be on call. And when they are called, they come out with resources and have a full packet of information to share with the victim. We know that victims are unlikely to call. And when they do call, it's super important to make sure that we get them the right resources they need at that time. Because if we wait, the chance that their perpetrator is back in the house or they've been texting and the cycle of abuse starts all over again. So what happens is an officer goes to the scene, secures the scene. Ideally, as Sheriff Torgerson said, we have two officers at every scene for domestic violence due to safety reasons. But in a rural area, that's not always 100% available. And so the officer goes and secures the scene, and then they call the dispatch, and dispatch calls a heart volunteer to come out to the scene to meet with the victim and help them figure out what their options are and create a safety plan.
Susan, can you talk a little more about the kind of help, advice, information that heart worker would give to the victim in that situation?
Yeah, I'll use it as an example. I serve on the heart team as well. A call that we went out on, we ideally like to have two volunteers on a call, but that also doesn't always happen. But we came out to the call and sat with the victim, showed her the power and control wheels to help her understand the cycle of abuse that she was in. So that created quite a bit of awareness for her for the first time. And she was already getting text messages from the perpetrator. And there's all sorts of issues. There's financial isolation, there's fear. And she said to us, we sat with her for an hour and a half talking about the cycles of abuse, what our local resources are, where she can get both financial help and get in touch with an advocate through the Family and Children's Center program. And at the end, she said, if you all hadn't come, I would be back with him by tomorrow morning. But because you were here and we had this conversation, I have the courage to do something different.
Sheriff Torgerson, do you see this? You've been at this this program not a huge amount of time now, but are you seeing results in terms of, you know, maybe this situation resolves in a positive way and maybe you're not being called to the same address for the same situation again?
Well, Rob, some of those numbers are hard to quantify.
Sure.
However, we're seeing huge success with the program in that it is so nice that too often we spend more time with the perpetrator than with the victim. And that's wrong, Rob. And that's where the heart team supplements that. And we're able to get these volunteers immediately as soon as possible with the victim and to share those resources like Susan spoke about.
We're talking about an effort to reduce rural domestic violence. Our guests are Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson and licensed clinical social worker Susan Townsley. Susan, the HEART program, the volunteers here are a key part of the effort. They're not the only part, I understand. There's also training for local healthcare providers, local social service providers to maybe spot those warning signs before we get that crisis call. Can you talk about that part of the effort?
Yes, absolutely. We have done quite a bit of training for local law enforcement and community members. The more awareness we create, the more likely we are to have community members call in, reach out to a neighbor and let them know that there is help available. And so we've been doing quite a bit of training in that way. We are also, one of the things that I think has helped our program be the most effective is our coordinated community response team that we are very proud of. At once a month around the table, we have Sheriff Torgerson, myself, the domestic violence advocates, our family court commissioner, our district attorney, all of the players that are involved in the domestic violence process and system. And we look at what the work we've been doing. We look at what's happening. We say, is there anything we can do better?
Sheriff Torgerson, I want to stay with training for a moment. Understatement, we ask a lot of law enforcement to be able to respond to a huge variety of different situations. What kind of additional training now are people in your department getting when it comes to dealing with that domestic violence situation?
Rob, I think you just have to get back to the basics that unfortunately There have been some domestic abuse homicides in the region, and that is what we're really working hard to prevent. We want to prevent all violence, but those situations have arose over the years, and you have to remind officers of that danger. And this early intervention, I think that we're already seeing results, and having the second element of the abusers program is so important. But back to the training element is having the HART team actually makes it easier for us. Rob, it took a while to sell this to the officers. That's with any change you implement in law enforcement. They go through so much training. They're used to doing things one way. But once we got the officers to realize that these advocates and the HART volunteers, they're there to take some of that load off of the officers so they can focus on their job, but yet the victim is not forgotten. So for us, it's more of an awareness than any additional training.
Susan, I want to key in on something that both you and Sheriff Torgerson mentioned. Of course, we think a lot about supporting victims in domestic violence situations, very important part of it. You've both mentioned, though, not just law enforcement and arresting perpetrators were appropriate, but also helping turn people who perpetrate domestic violence into people who don't. What kind of things are out there for that pathway?
Yeah. So that is why we are so blessed in Vernon County with leaders who really deeply care. And our current Vernon County District Attorney and our has been amazing. And every perpetrator that is charged with a crime goes straight to a domestic violence assessment. As you know, we cannot make everybody do everything that is recommended, but almost every perpetrator is getting a full assessment. What do they need to be able to stop the cycle of violence? If we only support victims, our perpetrators simply go out and find new victims. So in order to really change the system in our community and become a county where domestic violence is not tolerated, which is our goal, we have to have a path forward for both victims and perpetrators. So they go through an assessment. Most are referred to group. We do have a few women in group. The majority of those charged with domestic violence are men. And so we have a men's group too. My husband and I run that group together for the men, and then I run the group for the women. And the focus is to make sure they understand their responsibility, their culpability, and take responsibility for their actions and learn what it means to be in a healthy relationship and how to control our trigger responses.
Susan, I want to stay with you for a moment. Sheriff Torgerson mentioned flagging when kids are present in domestic violence incidents. What kind of support is there for kids and also for helping them break maybe a generational cycle of domestic abuse?
Right. Thank you for highlighting that. That is one of the main issues, reasons that we are doing this work, is we will never change our systems and our communities and reduce violence in our communities if children are raised in violent homes. That is a huge motivator for me to do this work. If we can raise children and homes with love and healthy attachment, we have a whole different world out there. And so that's the goal. And children, if we can teach parents to communicate in a healthy way, to understand a big part of both of the women's group and the men's group is how do you help your children heal from trauma? How do you assure healthy communication around your children and make sure that you're not using aggressive language and violent acts in front of them?
Sheriff Torgerson, you are taking this experience, this project, to your colleagues literally from around the world at the International Association of Chiefs of Police. Some of your colleagues in Wisconsin might be listening right now. What is your message for them? What do you want them to learn from your experience so far?
First of all, when Susan contacted me back in 2022 about this program, I was immediately on board. As Susan said, I'm very community-minded. And what we hope to present is a model for other agencies to follow. I don't know if Susan told you, but we received more than our original ask in this grant. The folks that administer this grant were so impressed with the proposal that was put forward. And I really want to thank Susan for putting a lot of that time and effort into that. She did a lot of the hands-on work in applying for this grant. It was my job to get on the bully pulpit and support it, which I do, but Susan did a lot of the work. And I think that this model will be something that will be followed and presenting at the International Association of Chiefs of Police in Boston is going to be a huge sounding board for the program. I am just so impressed with my team, and it's just such a privilege to be able to present to these law enforcement professionals across the entire country.
And Susan, finally, for your colleagues around the state who might work as social workers or domestic violence prevention, what would you say to encourage them to reach out and take a next level of partnership with law enforcement in their community?
Yeah, I think especially in rural community and communities, and but true across the country, is that we spend a lot of time as communities complaining about each other. And our systems are not perfect, but we don't get anything done by doing that. If we can connect with each other, create personal relationships, and figure out how to support each other between social workers and law enforcement and child protective services and the district attorney's office, and really get to know each other and understand that we're all looking for the same end game, which is a healthy, safe community in which to live and raise our children, those are the steps forward.
We'll leave it there. Susan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having us. We really appreciate you highlighting our work and taking the time to be with us.
And Sheriff Torgerson, thanks for being with us today.
Been such a pleasure speaking with you today, Rob, and Susan, you as well.
Susan Townsley is a licensed clinical social worker at Stonehouse Counseling in Viroqua, and Roy Torgerson is the Vernon County Sheriff. With us today to share Vernon County's Rural Violent Crime Reduction Initiative that they'll be presenting at the International Association of Chiefs of Police Conference and Exposition. That's next week.